In the exam, any questions with 5 or more marks will be levelled questions, where you need to make sure you're answering in as much detail as you can using the PEEL, peel structure. Sometimes 4-mark questions are also levelled, and a neat little trick in the exam paper to work out if it's levelled or not is to see if any extra space is provided. If extra space is provided, then it's going to be a levelled question. So again, you need to follow the standard, basic, clear, detailed structure and make sure you peel your answers. So an example from June 2010 was suggest why tourism is good for local businesses in the Norfolk Broads. And this was a 4-mark question. So an example of a level 1 or basic answer to this question would be tourism will bring money to local businesses and jobs to the area. That would have picked up 2 marks, 1 mark for bringing money to the local businesses and the second mark for bringing jobs to the area. However, they are simple points and they do lack development about the possible advantages for local businesses. So an example of a level 2 clear answer would be if more local people are employed, they will have more money to spend in local businesses such as restaurants and shops. And the reason why this becomes a level 2 clear is because it's actually made links to actual businesses, the restaurants and shops. You could go on to secure your 4 marks by referring to the multiplier effect, and that if more money is being spent in local businesses such as restaurants and shops, they're going to grow, which means they're going to need to employ more people and therefore provide more jobs to local people who will then have more money to spend in local businesses and so on. And that would secure your 4 marks for this question.